Morning to you, Josh. How are you?
Morning, gents. Well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And a big milestone this weekend. Travis Boak, who you played a lot of footy against over the course of his career, game 350 for Port Adelaide against Richmond on Sunday. He's the 23rd to reach the mark. What kind of competitor is Travis Boak?
Oh, just an ultimate professional, Boaky. I mean, it's an amazing achievement. Not many in the history of the game have reached this milestone, and just, you know, a testament to his resilience. I think he was the longest serving captain of the Port Adelaide Football Club as well. He's played a number of positions, you know, and a number of individual accolades. He's a fantastic player.
Josh, let's talk about tonight's game. And obviously you'd have no sympathy for Collingwood, but that's 0-2 start. They're taking on St Kilda tonight. I mean, how do you see this unfolding? If they go 0-3, they're in huge trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, it starts to look pretty scary for them. The funny thing about Collingwood is that I was speaking to a friend during the week. If you sort of look over the last 2 years, I mean, their record's been phenomenal. But in saying that, they've won 20 games, roughly 20 games in the last 2 years by less than a goal. That record in close games was fantastic. But yeah, about 20 games by less than a goal in the last 2 years. Their three finals last year, their combined total, I think, of about 10 or 12 points. They won those three finals last year, including the grand final. So taking nothing away from them, because that, you know, that's a tremendous effort in itself. But, you know, you only have to be a little bit off, and or they do as a team, a little bit off. They haven't got that same hunger and intensity that they were playing with last year. You know, these all of a sudden they start dropping these games, which is maybe what we're seeing early on in this year. So it's an interesting one, the Pies. I'm not too sure. I think this could go either way, but I think they really get together tonight and they get the job done, just because they need it. Backs against the wall tonight, the Pies.
Josh, the Swans host a hungry Bombers side, mate. The Swans should get the job done, but can you see a slight upset on the cards?
I can't in that game. I think. I think the Essendon might get Darcy Parrish back this week, which will help a lot. But they weren't very convincing against the Hawks last week. I think the Swans just get the job done there.
Josh, Lee Matthews the other night said, well, indicated the Swans are actually better this year without Lance Franklin. A big thing to say, but he was not denigrating Buddy at all. He was just saying how sort of it's allowed them to free up their salary cap to get someone like Brody Grundy and you know, the likes of Taylor Adams. I know he's been injured as well, but particularly Grundy. I mean, is this a better balanced Swan side, considering, you know, that Buddy's not there, which is not in any way, you know, designed to sort of denigrate anything he did. He was obviously a champion. But, you know, it's a really well-balanced side, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, again, you don't take anything away from Buddy, but the balance and I guess the different avenues to goal. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for the forward line, someone to step up and take his spot. I know that you know they're all sort of saying that no one's going to replace Buddy, and arguably that's true as an individual player, but as a team and as a group of forwards, they need to keep working together and have a real presence down there to put a bit of fear in opposition defences. And obviously Brody Grundy, you know, the ability to get him in the side. You know, he's obviously helping out in the ruck division, but he plays as another midfielder, you know, big body midfielder in there. So he's almost two players in one. They're looking pretty balanced, just like the cross-town rival in GWS, you know, not too many holes at the moment. But having said that, things can turn pretty quickly and they just got to... you know, make sure that the intensity and that sort of defensive pressure, which has been a staple, continues.
Talking of GWS then, Josh, they have to travel across to take on the West Coast over there in Perth. Oh, well, I think we might all agree that they get the job done. But I want to ask you about young Harley Reid and his debut for the West Coast, because there was a lot of hype about him being the number one draft pick. How did he perform?
No, I mean, he did everything that you'd hope to see. He was pretty hard in the contest, made some amazing decisions. I mean, you sort of, you feel for these first round draft picks and first gamers these days. There's always a few that, you know, increase the expectation for everyone else over the course of history. But the reality is that it's a huge step up in intensity and just in terms of the pace of the game and the size of the bodies that you're playing against. But he did everything that you'd hope for, and you know he's going to be a very good player. You know, in a pretty short period of time.
Brisbane Lions 0-2 start, and they got the bye this week. What's gone wrong for them, Josh?
Yeah, they surprised me. I really thought they'd bounce back last week over in Perth, so it was pretty disappointing. Obviously, missing Lachie Neale, but you'd think that they'd have enough class and experience and hunger to cover that. Look, again, I think they'd be seeding. Maybe a week off now is a good thing. Reset and come out firing next week. But yeah, it was pretty disappointing the way that they bounced back after the week before against Carlton.
Have you got a multi for us, mate?
A multi? Look, I'm not sure about a multi, but I think early on in the stage of this season, look, there's so much uncertainty, and I think value in the market, like, you know, Geelong, they had 63 inside 50s against the Saints. I know they only just won, but they look pretty good. They're 260 going up against Adelaide. I know in Adelaide, but Adelaide certainly weren't convincing last week. So there's a bit of value. Who else? I think the Gold Coast Suns, I mean, their record first two rounds speaks for itself. The Doggies, again, extremely disappointing last week. I actually tipped them to beat Melbourne. So I think early on in these rounds, you know, you can get a bit of value. And the other ones, maybe the Tigers, again, look really, you know, fought really gallantly last week against the Blues, but just fell short. So, you know, they're another one that could pinch it. So they're the sort of ones I'm looking at. Even Saints tonight, I think Collingwood would win, but it would surprise me if St Kilda get the job done. So I think there's plenty of value out there for in the early rounds of the year while we sort of figure out where everyone sits.
Love it, mate. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Good on you, guys.